That's from the Moderna vaccine.
Okay, Moderna. Is it the same for Pfizer and all of the others?
Each brand is a little different.
Okay. So may I take this with me to look at all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies on this?
Because the one that's given to patients doesn't contain that information. So that
which one are they giving if it's not this one?
So no, that's the one we are giving.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the package insert given to patients isn't the full information.
So it's not from the manufacturer themselves.
That is from the manufacturer, but it's truncated. That's okay. The full thing.
So why is it intentionally blank if it's all the safety studies and stuff?
They're inside.
They're inside of it?
And this folds up.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get one of these 35 pens, and I'll need a signature.
And you can just use the card reader. Okay. It supposedly folds up. I've got to get online and find it.
No, it's okay. I already know that it's intentionally blank. My last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I would talk to CVS about that.
Okay. So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
Okay. Oh, why are you giving them?
Because I am told to.
I understand that.
And everything I have shown, including the patients that I have given it to, it is safe.
It is safe and effective. What studies are you going by that states that it's safe and effective? I know these are tough questions, but I have to ask.
I know, and I'm sorry, but...
But you can't answer, so I understand that.
I unfortunately cannot answer that,
okay.
And I feel... And right now, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a...